While most second graders at Gilbert Elementary are sitting at lunch tables, sticking hot slices of cheese pizza in their mouths, Diego Montealvo is standing in the nurse's office, opening wide for a cold piece of metal.
Stick your tongue way out. All right, perfect.
That voice isn't the school nurse. It's a doctor. And the doctor isn't in this room in Irving. She's at an office building in Dallas. But she's looking at Diego, her face on a big screen on top of a rolling cart. Like a conductor, she's directing the school nurse to examine Diego with digital instruments. Now, for a look inside his nose.
I get to see your boogies up close. Do you have boogies?
He smiles shyly as a close-up of the hairs in his nose and a few boogies pop up on the screen. Diego isn't sick today, but when he came in to see the school nurse last November, he had an ear infection. At this point, mom or dad usually has to leave work to pick up the kid, call the doctor to try and find time for an appointment, maybe visit an urgent care center or the ER. The kid misses school, the parent misses work. With telemedicine, Diego can now remotely connect to a doctor through Children's during school. Back in November, a doctor saw him between classes and prescribed an antibiotic. His mom, Isabel Montealvo, said that saved her time and money.
So whenever after I left work, all I had to do was go pick up the prescription from the pharmacy because they sent it over.
Children's started this program at a few preschools in 2013. Today, it's in 57 urban and rural campuses across North Texas. It's one of the largest school-based telemedicine programs for kids in the country. Dr. Stormy Williams, she's the one who was peering into Diego's throat and nose, explains each school is selected based on need.
We look at kind of the map of where kids are going to the ER for non-emergent issues, and where can we step in to kind of fill that gap for the families and for the kids.
The number of children who are uninsured in Texas is high, 1 out of 9. For these kids, Williams says it's not easy to see a doctor for pink eye, the flu, or a stomach ache, and that's where this program aims to help. Of course, not everything can be diagnosed via telemedicine. Rashes, she admits, can be tricky.
Because sometimes I can look at a rash from, you know, across the room and say, that's a ringworm. Other times I need to feel it, see what it feels like, see the borders of it, things like that. So we will send them to their primary care doctor.
Research shows parents can save time and money with school-based telemedicine. The focus now is on whether telemedicine is improving kids' health. Only a few studies have been done so far, but it looks promising. For example, a study in the journal Pediatrics found that kids with type 1 diabetes who used telemedicine at school had better blood sugar control and fewer visits to the ER. Dr. Kianta Moore, a health policy researcher at Rice University, points to research showing kids who accessed psychiatrists via telemedicine did better than those kids who had in-person visits.
Because they were more comfortable with that web-based communication, kind of now how our adolescents communicate with one another. They could be in the same room and texting and Facebooking each other. And so in that one study, it showed that, hey, adolescents actually prefer to engage in these telepsychiatry visits rather than the in-person consultations.
The challenge with school-based telemedicine, Moore says, isn't technology, it's cost effectiveness. There's the cost of equipment, which can be tens of thousands of dollars, and the risk of not getting reimbursed by insurers. Doctors at Children's Health actually had to work with Texas state representatives to change the law so they could get reimbursed by Medicaid. Although Children's isn't billing patients directly now, they plan to in the future. In the meantime, researchers are collecting data to see if the North Texas program helps kids like Diego miss fewer days of school and parents save money.
Do you have any questions, Diego?
No.
Do you want to see inside your nose again?
No.
Lauren Silverman, KERA News.